The presidents of Israel and Poland have marked the 60th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in ceremonies in the Polish capital. The two men also led thousands of people in a commemorative walk at the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. Israeli President Moshe Katsav and Polish President Aleksander Kwasniewski participated in ceremonies Wednesday to remember the few hundred young Jews who began an uprising against the Nazis on April 19, 1943. Armed with only homemade explosives and other simple weapons, their fighting lasted 3 weeks and was the first major act of armed civilian resistance in Nazi-occupied Poland. The two presidents also led the silent 3-kilometer march of the living from the Auschwitz barracks to the remains of the Birkenau crematoria, where more than 1 million Jews were exterminated by the Nazis. Birkenau housed 3 gas chambers and crematoria, which the Nazis kept going 24 hours a day as a death factory until they blew them up ahead of the arrival of advancing Soviet troops. The route to the site is retraced every year by youngsters and elderly survivors from around the world to remember all 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust, including 3 million from Poland, which had Europe's largest Jewish community. The Nazis also killed millions of people from other groups, including communists, homosexuals, and Roma or Gypsies. Since the collapse of communism, Poland and other former Soviet satellite states have increasingly tried to end decades of denial and to cope with their controversial past. Polish President Kwasniewski said he agrees with his Israeli counterpart that the Holocaust must never be forgotten. Stefan Boss for VOA News, Budapest.